Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Right now, though, story that we noticed yesterday on our favorite website, ctnewsjunkie.com, about that the governor is trying to hold the fort against this regional gas price hike, where several other states want to raise the gas tax by 17 cents or something like that. The brains behind CT News Junkie is our friend Christine Stewart. Happy New Year. How are you?
Hi.
Happy New Year. I'm well.
So the governor, as of now, holding the fort on this regional gas price hike. Who were the geniuses that came up with this idea?
Well, this is the Transportation and Climate Change Initiative, and it's a group of states that have been working together on this project. And so technically, the governor doesn't have to make a decision until the spring on whether to join this initiative or not. And now, when the Memorandum of Understanding was issued on December 18th, I believe, the governor from New Hampshire decided to pull his state out of what was a 13-state initiative.
Christine, this doesn't require then legislative approval if, in fact, he's going to sign on to this, right, or no?
I am not quite clear on that. There are some states where the governor can make a decision, and then some states that would need legislative approval for something like this. And I'm not sure quite where Connecticut falls in that. So he may be urged by the legislature not to do this, and he might not be able to do it without their permission. And so this is, you know, this is similar to we have the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which is a coalition of nine states that we reinvest the auction proceeds for cleaner air.
Now, this, according to your story, the plan wants the region to reduce emissions by 25% over 10 years and would inflate the cost of gas by 17 cents per gallon.
Right, that's the maximum they're proposing for the to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, capping them at 25%. That would force them to raise the gas tax 17 cents.
How do they propose to do this?
Really, you know, well, I think that, you know, Governor Lamont may hold off on, and he can hold off on making any sort of decision on this until after he gets his toll proposal passed.
I guess my question is, and it's kind of a follow-up to Joe, is, okay, where did this come from? In other words, who the heck put this thing together saying we've got to do it? There has to be a framework of some sort. So who patched this thing together?
It's a group called the Transportation and Climate Change
Initiative. Yeah, you said that. I'm sorry.
So, yeah.
Who are they? But who are they?
You know, they are an environmental, leaders from throughout the region.
So it's not necessarily governors, right? These are people who are not necessarily governors who originally proposed this and went to these 12 states?
Oh, right. So the governors are not necessarily leading this initiative.
Right.
I mean, these are policy experts that are behind this.
And this was something that was left in Governor Lamont's lap by the chancellor of the University of Maine system, correct?
Yes, that is correct. he decided to join this initiative, and Governor Lamont has to deal with it now.
Well, and this is not anything new. I think you mentioned a few moments ago. I think John Rowland got into something for a while, some kind of regional emissions plan of some sort.
You were only in junior high, though, when Rowland was.
Oh, you wouldn't know. So that's right.
You wouldn't know that stuff.
Mere child.
Well, it was Jody Rell who actually.
Oh, Jody. Okay.
The regional greenhouse gas initiative, the Reggie. So
Reggie,
and that is still going.
And again, as you said, there's no. Is there a timetable on when the governor has to go along with this or not? Does it just go away if he doesn't go along with it?
It doesn't go away if he doesn't go along with it. So in the spring, they're going to finalize this memorandum of understanding between states, and that's when the states have to make a decision.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You're saying this thing could go on even without his support? Could it take effect here? Even if the governor didn't sign off?
No, okay. Not that it could take effect here without. I think he definitely would have to support it in order for it to be implemented here.
And these are all... I'm on the Transportation and Climate Initiative website. Boy, this is interesting reading.
Well done.
Connecticut, Delaware, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Virginia. So it's up and down the eastern seaboard.
Yeah.
If you take Amtrak, you're going to go through a state that's involved
that's
in this.
That's right.
All right, let's get to the elephant in the room.
What's that?
We have heard, or Ray heard last week because I was off and tuned out, It's been reported that they're ready for a special session on the transportation package. What are you hearing on that?
Well, right now they are bouncing draft legislation back and forth and coming up with finalizing a proposal for truck only tolls. So I believe that definitely by the end of January something is going to be done, and I think that they're being encouraged to do something. I think, you know, staff on all sides are sick of this issue, and
they don't
want this issue to carry over into the election. And people are starting to reannounce their reelection bids.
Yeah,
So they just want to get this over and done with, and then, you know, it's probably going to end up in the courts, and we're going to end up where Rhode Island is right now.
Okay, so this, and the reason that thing was dismissed in Rhode Island was because it wasn't the proper venue. So they had to go to what, federal court or state court, or where'd they have to go? I thought they had to change the...
So Rhode Island wanted it in state court. It's currently in federal court.
Okay, that's why.
And so they said that, you know, look, we do have jurisdiction over this, so it's going to remain in federal court. And the state of Rhode Island, again, yesterday tried to move it back to state court.
Where they'd have a better chance, I suppose.
Right, where they think they'll have a better chance.
When does the General Assembly reconvene, not for special session, but for the regular session?
For the regular session, I believe February 5th is the first day.
Do you think, if you look into your crystal ball, do you think if we don't have a special session by then, they won't bring it up in the legislature because of the impending election?
I really do think that they're going to have a special session by the end of January, and they're going to do something. I mean, I really feel that they their feet are to the fire on this one, and they know that they need to get something done. Or otherwise, I don't think anything would pass during the regular session.
And as you walk through the LOB, you're kind of loiter there many a time, I guess. You know, do you still see the same opponents? I know on the article at CTNewsJunkie.com, there's Patrick Sasser, who is the big guy in No Toll CT. Looks like he's still there.
They were there yesterday, yes. They had anticipated that the governor would be back from his vacation, but the governor was back in the state of Connecticut yesterday, but he was not necessarily back at the state capitol. So they didn't get to tell him personally that they still don't want tolls.
Does the governor have a place like Mar-a-Lago that he goes on vacation?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I don't know. He went to Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I wouldn't put that as one of my vacation destinations. So I don't think.
On the campaign trail, he said the most boring thing that he can think of is retiring in Boca Raton. So
yeah, I'd go along with that. I was talking with somebody. I said if I'm going to, when they finally figure out what I'm doing here and they kick me out, I'll go to Arizona for 6 months a year. I don't want
Arizona would be okay. Arizona, I think I'd like that. Better. Yeah, I think I'd like that.
All right, Christine, thanks for coming on with us. We appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Nice work.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Happy New Year.
Thanks. You.
Our friend don't Christine forget, Stewart, when CT you go to CT News, News Junkie,
yeah,
be sure to, you know, make a donation.
Yeah, cause seriously, because this is a great
journalism
website. Yep, we need this. Nice. I mean, we really need it.
Oh, God, do we need it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.